Family First with speaking.
Hi, I missed your call.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for calling back. Give me a moment, please, okay? Okay, yes, I was calling you in regards to the case that Sarah offered you.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not sure if she let you know that the patient would like to meet with you. You know, I want to see when would be the time for you to go down there.
She said 11 o'clock. I said 11 p.m. by mistake. I meant 11 a.m.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
so that's perfectly fine with me. And
okay.
My mom's going to meet him, too, because he has two shifts open that work perfectly back-to-back with me and my mom. But we do have other clients as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want him, she did tell me he was 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5'7". And he requires, there's no lifting required. He can manage his wheelchair. But I just want to, like, to meet him and everything like that. Because we both speak Spanish. It's not like we don't. So the communication won't be an issue between us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you say about your mother? I'm just trying to understand. Sarah also over her?
Yeah, because there's two shifts. There's 8 a.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and there's 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. So both of the shifts work, but I want to make sure to meet him and we both are comfortable with it, ask certain questions. And it's because if he's okay, we're okay. But if we're comfortable, he is a male. We only really take care of females.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's very nice. I'm sure you like him.
I know. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do, too. We're very nice people. But I'll tell you straight up if he needs more than what we can give him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you got to meet with him and see what his needs are exactly so you can see if it's a good fit.
Yeah, I do that with every one of my clients. Like, I'm here right now with one of them. And and for me, she's very easy. But she's also, like, you know, less than 100 pounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you'd both be able to do the full schedule?
Yes, but I just want to make sure. I don't want to make no promises, no anything until I meet him.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, great.
And
so
then
I'll
will tell you.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. So I'll tell him you'll be there then tomorrow at 11 o'clock?
Yes, 11 o'clock. Me and my mom will meet him.
Okay, sounds good. Did Sarah send you the address or not yet?
No, I didn't get an address. Or, I forgot to keep forgetting to send her my time for my timesheet for Wednesday and Thursday. But I'll text her. When I text her my times, I will ask the address. Is that okay?
I can send that to you. I can text you the address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just text me the address.
Mm-hmm.
And I will send you my times because I wrote it down.
So that you got a contact. Yeah, you got a contact to whoever it was that in charge of that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I told her, because Sarah is my care coordinator. I just have it written down. I've just been busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With my other clients, yeah. I know. It's okay.
Okay, great.
I will let my mom know.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be together. I will let my mom know and everything like that.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling me.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.